Well, we have the senator here with us today, and I'm kind of surprised to see him, but I'm glad to see him, too. Good morning. How are you, Senator?
Good morning. Very good.
And how's things from here, between here and Grand Ledge?
Well, I can tell you, I-96, accidents all over the highway.
Really?
Six underneath Grand Rapids. There's cars in the ditch all over the place. And 196 coming into Holland's pretty rough. So a lot of whiteouts.
Yeah.
Where the traffic goes down about 25 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think probably your experience as a sheriff probably.
Well, you know, we old sheriffs, we're kind of used to this stuff. And, I drive through just about anything.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So what's new in Lansing?
Well, what's new in Lansing? The governor gave a state of the state.
Yeah. What were your thoughts on it?
And we're looking forward to February 5th when he will say what he would like to have in the budget.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the governor did a good job of letting everybody know in the last 3 years things have turned around in Michigan. Mm-hmm. There are more jobs. There are more factories and businesses coming into the state. For the first time in many, many years, we have more moving vans coming into the state than leaving.
Pretty amazing, yes.
And that's a very amazing thing. Also, the governor talked about the situation in Detroit and his plans. He would like to spend some money in Detroit, and
right.
that's a little controversial.
Yeah. But the way he talked, he wanted to get some private funds in there as well.
That's only part of it, though.
Yeah.
The other part has to come from the state of Michigan somewhere.
How do you feel about that?
I don't believe I can vote for that. I think that this is just the first of number of cities that may go bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
We could see Flint, Saginaw. We could actually see the county of Wayne. They're all possibilities.
Yeah.
And I don't believe that we can bail out everybody. And so I'm opposed to spending this money. I think that they need to go through their bankruptcy, and I'm confident that Detroit eventually is rebuilding. They're in the process of it right now. We have a lot of companies going in there and buying up the property in the city and refurbishing buildings. And I've taken two tours recently of Detroit, and I see a lot of evidence of it turning around.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that I feel comfortable voting for money to go into a city. I don't think that's the sort of thing that my constituents want me to do.
Yeah. And you're not sure how they'd use the money either.
Well, yeah, the governor is telling where he would like it to go. He would like the Detroit Institute of Arts, it's a museum, to be bailed out, and then there'd be money going into the pension system down there.
Mm-hmm.
But there's going to be plenty of other problems in Detroit because they're something like $18 billion, that's billion with a B, in the red. So the federal judge will have to decide what gets paid and what doesn't.
Yeah. Can't get a loan from Kwame Kilpatrick, can we?
No, I don't think you can get much out of that guy.
Let's see. You ought to have a call here, I think. Good morning. You're online with the senator.
Yeah, good morning. I don't think the taxpayers of Michigan should bail out Detroit. Those people that for 60 years, they voted leadership that was inept and corrupt. And why should the people of outstate of Detroit bail them out when it's not our fault? It's their fault. And if I support pensions, I support, helping people. But they made their bed, and they ought to sleep in it. And I'd like to have him comment on it.
Okay, thank you.
Well, the pensions aren't totally gone. The pensions will be partially funded. The police and fire pension was invested better than the other ones. And the governor would like some money to go into this, but I do not favor it, and I will be voting no.
Good morning. You're online with the senator.
Good morning, Juke. Good morning, Senator. I have a question. I heard a news item here in one of the recent news broadcasts about something that was being done with the tobacco settlement fund.
Right. That's one way the governor suggested that we could take care of this problem or part of the problem in Detroit would be to take tobacco settlement money and put that in there for the next perhaps 20 years.
Well, I'm concerned about that. It seems like state governments all around the country, and certainly our federal government, takes funds that were allocated, and that was the reason the lawsuits were brought against the tobacco companies, that they said that they were going to use it for certain things. But now it seems like everybody wants to dip into all these little funds that are out there, whether it be a tobacco settlement fund or whatever, and start allocating them to other things when it's not the purpose. I mean, they actually sued tobacco companies to get that money. And they said, hey, this is what we're going to use it for. It's almost like the lottery here in Michigan. I know it was portrayed when it started out, the money was going to go to the school funds, school systems and everything like that. And certainly it did, but what the state did was just simply cut back on money it was already allocated to those funds. And they said, hey, we'll take this money and put it into the school funds. They do a lot of finagling there in Lansing and many other state capitals as well. They do things, and if they're not going to use it for what it was intended for, and they sued companies, not just one, but companies, and got that money from them, extracted it from them, they should use it for what they said it was going to be used for. I almost view that as this income inequality type of thing where, hey, you're making so much money, you should give it to somebody else. Well, I almost look at that, it's legalized theft in a way.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I would agree that the tobacco fund should be used for health in health care in Michigan. I think that'd be a good use for it. And instead of dispersing it or using it as a slush fund, I also want to make sure you know that I believe the school aid fund should go to K-12 and not be dipped into. And that first started under Governor Granholm, when she had money moved out of the school aid fund, put into community colleges, and then legally backed out of there and put into the general fund. And I have opposed that for the last 9 years. I believe that the school aid fund should go to K-12.
Good morning. You're on with the senator.
Yeah, I had one comment here. Governor Snyder, just lately, he wanted to get special visas to bring people in there, engineers and so forth, for jobs. Why can't we just put out feelers throughout the country and get our own people in here instead of immigrants? I would think that would be a better idea, to employ our own people. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, two things on that. We do need immigrant labor for our agriculture. We could not harvest our crops and take care of our vast dairy herds and pig farms and everything that we have in Michigan without this immigrant labor. So that is needed. Now, as far as you're talking about the engineers and that sort of thing, we have approximately 70,000 jobs in Michigan that are high-tech jobs, and we're having an awful time filling those jobs. So they got to come from somewhere, and I agree with you. I would like to see people from across the nation come here if we could get them to come here. Michigan is a wonderful state, but not everybody likes snow.
Okay. We're here with
your funeral home and promise your family, hometown, heartfelt service that exceeds your expectations, not your budget. It's a promise we've kept for over 100 years.
We're here with Senator Rick Jones this morning, and if you have a question for him, you may call us at 395-1450. Our line is open, and I guess he has the best report from here to Lansing on the road, so.
Yeah. If you don't have to travel today,
don't.
You know, other than right around the city streets are not bad, and the restaurants are open, and nice warm coffee and things there. But, you know, outside the city, there's whiteouts where the snow is blowing so badly, there's very little vision. And traffic, even out on the interstate highways, got down to about 30 miles an hour. So pretty rough out there.
Yeah, it is. It is. Okay, got a call. Good morning. You're online with the senator.
Yes, I would like to know why companies that hire the temps make them work 7 days a week without being able to complain to anybody. This country is becoming a third-rate country. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, you're talking about companies that hire temporary employees. You're saying they make them work 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
If they're not being paid properly, they can make a complaint to the state. Everything is regulated. So I would assume that they're being paid overtime, but I don't know the specific situation you're talking about.
Okay, 395-1450. Our line is open this morning. If you'd like to talk to the senator, he's here now. Take your opportunity. And our line's open. Okay, nobody talking at the moment. Senator, what did you want to bring up?
Well, they're probably all frozen.
All frozen. Anything you wanted to bring up?
Well, you know, working on a lot of things, hopefully to make our laws better. One would be the electronic cigarettes right now. There are some shops that are selling these to kids. Electronic cigarette is designed to deliver nicotine to the user.
Right.
And it's like a vaporizer. And I have no objection to adults having this device. You know, some of them are using it to get off the cigarettes, and that's fine. But I don't want it sold to children. And, you know, we actually have children as young as 10 going into some of these stores and buying this, and they come in flavors like root beer and
that's
orange.
Right.
And that's why kids are attracted. So I'm hoping to stop that soon.
Okay. Good morning. You're online with the senator.
Yes, good morning. I would like to ask the senator if he's ever seen any evidence, actual, real, factual evidence, that there's 70,000 engineering-type jobs, et cetera, in the Detroit area. I think if you checked even the want ads of the Detroit Free Press or the Detroit News once or twice, you'd find out there ain't even close to 10,000 jobs for those people in those papers. I know in Grand Rapids Press there's hardly any. So, you know, where is this demand coming from? Is it all fictitious, or are they trying to get a bunch of cheap labor from foreign countries to do the work here?
Okay.
I'd like to see the evidence, and I'd like to ask you to you tell them you want to see the evidence before you go agreeing to anything like that. That's a bunch of hogwash.
Thank you.
Well, speaking of hogs, I can tell you that talk to the Farm Bureau and talk to your local farmer, and you'll find that you have to have immigrant labor. We can't find enough Americans to work on farms. It's tough labor, taking in the crops, harvesting the crops, dealing with the dairy herds, that sort of thing.
But that's not the technical labor.
No, that is part of the immigrant labor that we need to make sure we have enough people coming in from other countries so we can keep Michigan's agriculture going. Now, as far as the high tech, I have seen evidence right in the Lansing area. We have jobs that we can't fill, and most of them are not necessarily engineering jobs, but they're computer-related jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one company, for example, in mid-Michigan, Liquid Web, that has their want ads out there constantly wanting to hire people. But you got to have computer skills, and if there's any kids out there listening today that don't have school, plan on going to college and getting those computer skills, because there's going to be jobs.
Good morning. You're online with the senator.
You know, the senator's talk. You know, isn't when Republicans talk about immigrant jobs, isn't that kind of code for, you know, $5 an hour cash on the barrel head and then go away? I don't want to pay FDIC. I don't want to pay Social Security. I don't want to get involved with OSHA. I just want cheap labor and get out of here. Now, Republicans have been doing, I mean, look at the road crews. Look at, you know, the farms. I mean, you know, there's a lot of undocumented workers that come in and do that. Immigrant workers, as you're calling them. And it's been going on for years. It's nothing new.
Well, I would ask you, would you take one of those jobs? We can't find Michiganders that want those jobs picking the crops and harvesting the crops. We have to have immigrant labor. And I know that most of them make a lot more than $5 an hour, and they come here temporarily and take the money home.
So let me see if I understand this correctly. Then you're saying yes, then pay these people $5 an hour. Don't pay Social Security. Don't pay taxes. Don't pay into the federal government on workers. For the workers that you have, and then scoot them out of here. Am I correct in hearing that's what you just said?
No, you're not correct. I'm saying pay them legally, have them come here legally, because we cannot find Michiganders that want to harvest the crops. Talk to your local Farm Bureau and your farmers. You know, we would love to have good Michiganders out there picking the crops.
Let's talk about the high-end jobs, and then you're talking about the where you say, I mean, Hope College, Calvin College, Michigan State University here in Grand Rapids, Cooley Law. I mean, we can go on with all the great universities right here at home in West Michigan, and yet we're advertising for people to come in overseas and take jobs in the Detroit area when our universities and our colleges and our secondary schools of trade are turning out wonderful young people. So,
and what's happening? A lot of those young people are leaving the state because they can make more money in other states, and that's why I have co-sponsored legislation to help them recover all the money that they paid for college if they will stay in Michigan and continue to work here.
So you're saying that you want to bring up the wages of people that you're asking to come to Detroit so the Michigan people will take their place of the immigrants?
Now, wait a minute. In the first place, I'm not asking anybody to come to Detroit. I was asked to comment on something that the governor said. Okay? Michiganders to have the jobs first. I want Michigan universities to be for Michigan kids first. In fact, I have sponsored legislation a number of times that I want Michigan kids to have the first shot.
So you're opposing the governor on his plea to give the jobs to immigrants as opposed to Michigan people.
But I have opposed the governor many times. I vote my district. Okay. I vote my constituents.
Okay, but then you're also saying that you want to bring the wages up so the Michigan people will stay. So that means a federal subsidy on jobs or a state subsidy on the job, because the companies aren't doing it, obviously. So am I correct in that?
No, you're not correct. The companies post jobs. Many of them are high-tech jobs. Many of them are starting jobs, start $30,000 a year. Okay. Now, those are good jobs for young people coming out of college, and if they stay there, the wages move up. I know Liquid Web maybe starts at $30,000. But within a year or two, a lot of the young people are making $60,000. So these are good jobs. They're available now, but we got to have more young people go into computers and get these jobs.
I'm still having trouble following. You're saying that they're good jobs, but the Michigan people are not taking them. That's why we have to bring in the immigrants. And the reason the Michigan people aren't taking them is because the wages aren't high enough. Right.
No, what's happening is a lot of young people get out of the university and they're attracted to other states. I don't know if they're, you know, you'd have to talk to young people. I don't know if they're going there because it's warmer climate or what, but, you know, a lot of young people leave. And I want to do everything we can to encourage kids to stay here.
You should be talking to the young people. You should have. I mean, we trust you when we vote for you.
I talk to young people all the time. All the time about getting a career in Michigan and all the opportunities we have.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, thank you for coming on and answering my questions. You were very, very nice. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. 395-1450 is our number here. And we'd like to talk to the senator this morning. Our line is open at the moment. And the weather today, we can look for windy weather with 2 inches of snow showers and steady to slowly falling temperatures. That's the story, folks. Doesn't even sound too good to get back to Lansing.
Well, they're saying by tonight in mid-Michigan it may be 30 below wind chill.
Oh, boy. Good morning. You're on with the senator.
Yeah, good morning. Some of these people that are calling in just don't understand what's happening with our labor system. Nobody is working for $5 an hour. Nobody. They all got to be paid minimum wage, period, and on up. And some of these migrant people that are coming into Michigan, they are start in Florida, they go to the Carolinas, they come to Michigan, they stay in Michigan for various crops, they go back, and it's a cycle. Some of these people are professional people. A lot of them are making $10, $15 an hour, and these are professional people. They're not just average people, because if they were average people, they couldn't make the piece rates to be over minimum wage. So some of your people out there that are thinking that it's that they're not getting paid, you are misled or misguided by a lot of people. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. You're on with the senator.
Yeah, Senator, I know how we could get young people to work again and picking blueberries and pulling weeds at the nurseries. We have to lower the age.
The age
like it was when I was a kid. I was working at 8 years old picking blueberries. You can't do that today.
Yeah, that's true. You know, we do have child labor laws, and I think there's reason for that, unless you're on the family farm.
Well, immigrants come in here with their kids, and they put them to work.
Well, I don't believe legally you can work a child.
They're working all the time. All you got to do is drive out by Zelinkas and things like that.
Well, I guess I can't support child labor. I did work on a family farm as a child, and I baled hay and helped with the cattle and that sort of thing, but I agree with child labor laws.
So you don't think a 13-year-old could cut asparagus, or a 13-year-old could go pick blueberries?
If they were had a permit that their parents signed, I wouldn't object to it. I know there are a lot of 15-year-olds out there working. But the hours are limited. The hours are limited so they can go to school.
What's the age?
I know that you can get a job permit. I know that as young as 15, I've seen 15-year-olds working part-time. They can't work too much because they have to go to school.
Yeah, well, I know, but this is seasonal summer work we're talking about, basically. You know? I mean, these kids, when I was a kid, I worked since I was 8 years old. I picked blueberries and pulled weeds. Cut celery. I worked on them all the time.
Well, that's great.
Well, how come they can't do that today? You pay a 10-year-old minimum wage to pick blueberries, then we don't need the immigrants.
I think probably because of the abuses is why the child labor laws came in, because there were areas of the country where people were abused.
Okay, well, thank you. I think most of the blueberries are picked by machine now.
Yeah, I think modern technology has gotten rid of a lot of jobs.
They have. And I did a lot of the jobs he was talking about as well when I was a kid, and I didn't especially like it, but I did it and make a little, you know, money on the side.
Yeah, back when I baled hay, it was the little square bales, and now they're making those giant ones.
Heavy, aren't they?
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, I'm glad you could make it over here today, and I appreciate that, and hope you have a safe trip back to...
Okay, you have a great day. I think I'll go to the local coffee shop.
Sounds good.